insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح. المصباح في زجاجة. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass is if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
So, brothers and sisters, based on what we explained, we understood what the different items and factors are in order to have a full light for the lamp. But what is divine light that is likened in these in this verse? We said that some of the Islamic commentators believe that its purpose is that guiding light that Allah has set in the hearts of the believers. Some believe it's faith. Some others, however, say that it is the Holy Quran. This nur is Quran. This is what casts light in the heart of people. Some others say that the similitude is referring to the noble prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some others say that it refers to the reasons of monotheism. It refers to reasons of Allah's justice. Some commentators have interpreted it as the spirit of piety and obedience, which, of course, is the cause of goodness and prosperity. In fact, what we can say is that all extensions that are for the spiritual light in the Holy Quran and Islamic narrations are mentioned here as commentary. The spirit and concept of all of them is in fact one thing, And that is the light of guidance, which comes from the Holy Quran, revelation, prophets, and of course it is what develops by reasons of monotheism. And its result is submitting to Allah's command and piety. We should note, however, that the light of faith that is in the heart of the believers has all these four factors which exist in a lightning lamp. We will refer to that after a short break.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as we said, all the extensions that are for spiritual light in the Holy Quran and Islamic narrations are mentioned as commentary, but the point is that the light of faith in the heart of the believers must have these four factors that exist in a lighting lamp. Misbah is those very flames of faith that appear in the heart of the believers. Zujaja and bulb is the heart of the believer that controls faith in his entity. And Mishkat is the chest of the believer. In other words, it is the collection of his personality, knowledge, sciences, and thoughts that saves his faith from mishaps. And the meaning of the Quranic phrase which says, a blessed olive tree, zaytunatin mubarakah, is the very divine revelation whose essence is fully pure and sincere, and the believer's faith is fruitful and flaming by it. In fact, this is the light of Allah, the light which illuminates the heavens and the earth, and it comes from the center of the believer's heart and lights all their entity and being. The reasons that are gained through wisdom and intellect are mixed with the light of revelation and will be the extension of light upon light. Nurun ala nur. And it is by this that the receptive hearts are guided to the divine light, and the concept of Allah guides unto His light whom He pleases is applied to them.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.